AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Diplomats in Switzerland are scrambling to reach consensus on the outline of an Iran nuclear deal, hours ahead of a self-imposed deadline to produce an agreement. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says a deal can be reached if Iran agrees to give up developing nuclear weapons.
If we're going to get this done here over the next few hours, Iran has got to take a deep breath and make some tough decisions to ensure that those red lines can be met.
Substantial differences remain, with officials predicting a long day of talks that may or may not result in success. Indiana lawmakers have been scrambling to control damage from a widely criticized new law. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act doesn't mention gays or lesbians, but critics say it could legalize discrimination.
Sarah Warbelow, legal director for the Human Rights Campaign, a gay rights group, says under the Indiana law,
people will be able to use their religious beliefs as a defense if they're sued for discrimination by another individual.
The Indiana law prohibits state and local laws that substantially burden a person's ability to follow his or her religious beliefs unless the government can show it has a compelling interest and that the action is the least restrictive means of achieving it. The definition of person includes institutions, businesses, and associations. Steve Coleman, Washington.
A national pharmacist group has adopted a policy discouraging its members from providing death penalty drugs. As the AP's Julie Watson reports, this is something that many large pharmaceutical companies have been doing for decades.
They have come under fire from death penalty opponents, and they have started to refuse to sell the drugs. So the states have then started turning to these compounding pharmacies that can make up drugs for individual clients.
A new report finds a supervisor at the VA office in Honolulu was manipulating data to make it look like the agency was processing veterans' benefits claims faster than it actually was. This is AP Radio News. Two people have been killed, one injured, in the crash of a helicopter which was monitoring a controlled burn in the DeSoto National Forest in Mississippi. Ernest Richardson told WLOX-TV the chopper didn't sound right to him.
The way it was kind of sputtering and dropping a little bit, and the way it was going, like I said, I'd worked offshore a little bit, and I've been on enough helicopters to know how they make their landings.
The Forest Service says the three on the helicopter were contract workers. The wife and adult children of Robin Williams have agreed to meet outside court to try to resolve their dispute over items that belong to the late actor. Attorney James Wagstaff represents Williams' widow, Susan.
Any items in the home that do belong to the kids, and we're working out a perfectly amicable arrangement to have them delivered to the kids. The photographs, the awards in the entertainment industry, they belong to the children, and they will be given to them.
That sound courtesy KGO. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.